Now, Iran faces a tough new restriction on foreign trade. The banking system, which processes most international money transfers, it's called SWIFT, says it's refusing to deal with Tehran. Harry Smith explains.
Grain unloading at Iran's biggest port. The move to further isolate the country's economy could make trade like this much more difficult in the future. But it's Iran's bank customers who will feel the immediate effects when they find they're unable to make simple international banking transactions. The organisation which handles those money transfers, based in the Belgium capital Brussels, is pulling the plugs after the European Union agreed new sanctions against Iran. Every day, SWIFT handles $6 trillion of messages on transactions. In 2010, 44 Iranian institutions reportedly used SWIFT more than 2 million times. These transactions amounted to $35 billion in trade with Europe alone. Iran has proved in the past that it can circumvent sanctions, but one expert says they will find it difficult to dodge these measures.
These sorts of sanctions haven't really been tried before. They're quite a novel thing. Usually you have trade sanctions, and nowadays you have sanctions against top people. Actually, targeting a financial system is a relatively new and novel thing to do. So we shall see. I think that this has more effect and will have more effect and will have more impact on the Iranian authorities than some of the sanctions they've lived with for the past 30 years.
The European Union imposed the new sanctions to put pressure on Iran to suspend its programme of uranium enrichment. Western countries believe the programme is designed to create nuclear weapons. Iran says it's only for peaceful purposes, generating electricity. There's been no reaction so far from Iran's leadership, but in the past they've condemned such moves as illegal and bullying tactics. Harry Smith, Al Jazeera.